And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 80 of Kids Deserve It. I can't believe it's been 80 episodes. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And while you're on iTunes, make sure you leave us a review as we select a winner each week to an autographed book set of Kids Deserve It.
Also, don't forget to join our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard, 6 p.m. Pacific. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation and Technology in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas, and I'm thrilled to have my friend Mitchell Meehan here today. Mitchell, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We also want to remind our viewers to participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, as we always love seeing what's sticking out to you, whether you're watching live or you're listening to the recording later.
So Mitchell, we got a few questions for you. So for those that who don't know about you, tell us about yourself.
All right. My name is Mitchell Meehan. I'm a teacher in Northwestern Pennsylvania. Erie is the main city there. So usually when I say Erie, nobody knows where that is until you say, have you ever heard of Lake Erie? And then that's when people kind of clicks. So right along the lake in the very top of Pennsylvania there. I teach at a high school about maybe 20 miles outside of the city. I teach 11th grade English classes there, and I've done our school's yearbook for the past 4 years.
Awesome. So you've been in education for a couple of years now. What kind of drew you to wanting to be a teacher and to wanting to work with secondary students?
The first time I remember like wanting to pursue a career in education was when I was in middle school. I just had really awesome middle school teachers, you know, kind of that team dynamic with the classes kind of when you first start transitioning out of just one classroom when you're moving between classes in sixth and seventh grade, and then even in the eighth grade, I just had really awesome experiences all three of those years. And that's kind of when, you know, teachers and guidance counselors start having to do those career surveys and everything, and I just really thought education seemed like a good place for me. So that's the first time I remember wanting to pursue it, and then just kind of ever since then, it's just been kind of something I've been passionate about.
Nice. So the year ended a few weeks ago. What is something that you're really proud of that you accomplished?
I would say the thing I'm most proud of from this year that I accomplished was being selected by Apple as an Apple Distinguished Educator. Nice. I've been using, we're a one-to-one district, so we've had iPads for 2 full years now. We did kind of a pilot program the year before that. But so we've been implementing those into all of our classrooms. And, you know, it's been something I've been really working hard at for myself and for my students' benefit. So just to have that distinction and to be able to be recognized by them was something that was really awesome for me this year.
Nice. And you're going to get to go like to some Apple Distinguished Educator like week or event or something, right?
Yeah, they have Apple has an event every year for the educators from around the country to come in and kind of collaborate. So they have those around the world, but then I'll go to the one for the Americas next month.
That's cool. So, yeah, you know, I'm talked a little bit about junior high and growing up and that being a really good years for you. What was school like overall kind of for you growing up?
School for me was, like I said, I had a really good experience in middle school. And then once I got to high school, I just was not feeling it. Didn't like school as much. I was an athlete, so I just kind of focused all my time into my swimming career. And I just really didn't really like going to school or going to classes. Wasn't even really interested in going to college. So none of this really makes sense to where I'm at right now. But so I ended up picking a college and, you know, deciding I do want to, you know, pursue a career in education, and found a school that fit me well for my athletic career and to further my education. So high school, I don't know, I didn't really enjoy my time there. Just didn't really have a lot going on. I'm in my classes, kind of just going through the motions, but I've kind of used that to fuel my career now. Whereas I don't want students to have that same experience, because I think high school should be fun. It should be something that you know, you're able to look back on and have good memories from. So that's kind of how I've tried to use that past experience to go into my future now.
So Mitchell, what do you feel is the hardest part about being in education?
I think just the accountability. There's just so many different, especially with teaching English, I feel like there's just so many different things that I could cover. And the thing I struggle with the most is I don't really see it as much as an instructional area by the time they're in 11th grade when I have them. So it's not like a biology class where I'm teaching this specific material or an algebra or a geometry class where there's certain things you have to cover. It's really just kind of you know, there's so much reading, writing, speaking, listening. So it's kind of just like finding those areas that you want to have them interact with and just get better at. And it's kind of just trying to narrow down into specific, you know, skills at the secondary level. It's been difficult for me.
Right. So, you know, even though you finished a year and I know as educators, we're already thinking about the next year and what we want to accomplish and some of our goals. What is kind of a goal you have for yourself for next year that you want to get better at?
Well, next year I'm really excited for, because I'll actually be teaching freshmen, juniors, and seniors for next year. So I have three different grade levels. So I've never taught freshmen before. So I'm excited to see, you know, kind of their first year of high school and help them get acclimated to the school and everything like that. And I've never taught seniors before either. So it's their kind of their last hurrah, getting them ready for college. So we'll be able to do the, you know, college admissions essays and scholarships and things like that. So I'm really excited to kind of broaden my scope of my practice and teach all these different grade levels and see how I can make it unique at all those different levels.
Now, I know you are a English educator. Is that, you know, you talked about what you knew you wanted to be a teacher. Did you know that it was going to be English? Has that always been a passion of yours?
I was torn between English or middle school science, so they don't go together whatsoever. But yeah, so I do still have a certification for middle school science, but I just liked, when I was going through college, I liked the idea of English because it's kind of so free and so open. You can, you know, really gives you more of an opportunity to show your creativity with projects and, you know, writing and doing reflections and things like that. So I really kind of liked the courses that I took and the different projects that I was able to learn about in the different areas of English, just because, like I already said, how broad it is.
Right.
So, Mitchell, who is someone that inspires you to be better?
Someone who inspires me to be better. Definitely my mom. That's just kind of an obvious answer. She's just always been really hardworking, and she's kind of taught me, you know, to never be satisfied and to always, you know, work for something for yourself and don't just like wait for somebody else to do it for you. But in my career right now, I'm just really inspired by the people I see online. There's so many awesome educators out there doing really cool things with, you know, putting lots of time into their lessons and their classrooms for their students. And I just love going through Instagram and Twitter and just seeing all the cool things people are doing, maybe getting some ideas for myself, or even just, you know, just seeing the experiences that they're creating for their students at all different levels is just really kind of keeps me going.
So, you know, we all have those days that are difficult, where it's rough to get out of bed or we just don't want to go into work. When you're kind of not feeling it on those days, what do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear and make it work anyway?
I probably say that I'll try and come up with something new, either activity-wise or, you know, project-wise, something that I can, you know, spice up or take something to the next level at the school. And if I can transfer that energy to my students, then we kind of reciprocate it back and forth, then that really kind of lifts me up. And, you know, seeing something new that worked out well and how I can change that and take that in, into the future, the next semester, anything like that. That's probably would be the first thing I do to kind of lift myself up.
Right.
All right, Mitchell, every week we'd like our guest to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
All right. Well, my challenge would probably be just find something, like kind of how I just said, find something that you can change, hopefully at once a week. Find something that you can do new or in a different way or an exciting way, just to keep things interesting and to keep things, you know, not stagnant. So you're just always kind of growing and doing something differently, hopefully in a better way.
Awesome.
That's it.
Well, Mitchell, thank you so much for being a guest with us this week. I appreciate you coming on. It was great to kind of hear a little about you and learn about your background. So thanks for giving us some of your time.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And we want to thank our viewers for watching the show as well. Remember, you can tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. As always, we encourage you to go on to iTunes and leave us a review for an autographed book set. And make sure you leave your Twitter handle so we can get a hold of you. Make sure you check out our guest next week, who is going to be Jeff Zintner. Everybody have a great evening.